My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Is the housing market sending warning signs? From Marketplace in Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. The housing sector has felt the weight of the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes. Home prices have been flat or declining in recent months, depending on what measure you look at. And the real estate data company Black Knight says new foreclosures rose 19% in November. Is that cause for alarm? Marketplace's Justin Ho takes a look.
Foreclosure activity has been picking up ever since the federal moratorium on foreclosures ended last year. But Gunnar Blix, director of housing market research at Black Knight, says the number of foreclosures in November was still 30% below where it was before the pandemic.
There has been a slightly more volatility in the month-to-month numbers, but the level overall is not concerning at this point.
There are two conditions under which foreclosures would be cause for concern, says Odetta Kushi, deputy chief economist at First American: rising unemployment and falling home prices.
Because that means not only have people lost their jobs and they have this inability to repay, but they also don't have sufficient equity in their home to be able to sell that home.
Thing is, unemployment is still low. And even though home prices have been declining or flat recently,
homeowners are just sitting on, near record levels of home equity that provide a cushion to withstand potential price declines.
Kushi says we will probably see more foreclosures next year, but it'll likely be more of a trickle than a tsunami. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Russia says it's banning oil sales to countries and companies that comply with a $60 a barrel price cap on its exports. That includes much of Europe and the U.S., which are trying to starve Moscow of funds it needs for its war in Ukraine. Here's the BBC's Alex Bell.
So I think this ban is going to create some nervousness in places like Germany, which is still struggling to secure its energy supplies for this increasingly cold winter we're experiencing in Europe. This does come a month after that price cap was introduced, and Germany had argued against too low of a price cap in case it hindered supplies of Russian oil coming in. Now that fear has been very much realised, and it may well force Europe to speed up its plans to abandon Russian oil imports in time. The ban is likely to affect other customers for Russian oil, particularly China and India. But interestingly, this decree from Moscow does allow Vladimir Putin himself to make exemptions in some circumstances, perhaps an attempt to encourage those countries which maybe haven't taken such a firm line against the war in Ukraine not to follow the sanctions route any farther.
That's Alex Bell with our editorial partners at the BBC. We've been looking at some of the non-spending related provisions of the government funding bill Congress passed last week. Among them are new measures to help workers build up their rainy day savings. For more on this, I'm joined now by Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So this legislation made it easier for employers to help their workers save for unexpected financial setbacks, right?
Yes. And financial experts, you've heard this. You know, you should be saving, what, 3 to 6 months worth of expenses for emergencies? But that's just unrealistic for many people. When faced with a hypothetical expense of $400, Federal Reserve survey in 2021 found that 32% of adults said they would have to pay the bill by borrowing or selling something. And early in the year, there was a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau study, and it found that 1/4 of consumers have no savings set aside for emergencies. 37% have less than a month of income saved for emergencies.
So what does the omnibus bill that passed last week, what does that do to address the fact that so many Americans have just too little savings?
So here's the key shift in the legislation. It makes it easier for employers to automatically enroll employees in an emergency savings account that's associated with their 401k plan. So employees could save as much as $2,500 in the account with automatic payroll deduction. And like a Roth, these contributions are with after-tax dollars, but employees could withdraw money up to 4 times a year without penalty, tax, or fees.
And do you think this new emergency savings account will make a difference not only in giving Americans more financial cushioning, but also helping to save for retirement?
I really do, because one, it's going to encourage people not to tap into their retirement savings plans. And we've had all these ad hoc legislative initiatives during downturns where you can get at that money because it's really the only pot of savings most people have. So this now will say, look, you have an emergency savings account here that you can draw on. And employees want this. There was an AARP survey from several years ago with employees 25 to 64 years old. And they found that more than 7 in 10 said that they would participate in a payroll deduction rainy day savings program if their employer offered one. And then probably the most heartening news is there have been a number of pilot programs, such as one at UPS, and workers did build up their savings in these accounts.
So lawmakers have done their part, but employers will still have to choose to make the savings accounts available to their employees, right?
Yes, and I have my fingers crossed that they're going to do that because employers have learned over the past, what, dozen plus years that employees, you know, they become financially stressed, productivity falters, absenteeism goes up, you know, during hard economic times. Now, the real public policy concern is like half the workforce doesn't have access to a 401k plan. But for those workers who do, you know, saving for emergencies should become much more practical with automatic payroll deduction.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And the CEO of struggling cinema chain AMC says he wants to freeze his pay next year. Adam Aaron says he should not make more money while shareholders of his company are hurting. AMC shares are down 85% this year. Aaron's pay last year was nearly $20 million. I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.